It's Monday, July 19th. I'm Akilah Hughes.
And I'm Gideon Resnick, and this is What a Day, where we are begging someone to take their crying baby on Jeff Bezos' flight to space.
Yeah, and don't apologize either, all right? Just let that baby shriek and say nothing at all.
Yeah, make them the first baby to get glared at in zero gravity.
Yeah, don't change their diaper beforehand either. Let it stink and let it be loud. On today's show, search and rescue efforts continue after devastating floods in Germany, plus the Tokyo Olympics unveils cardboard beds that appear to be anti-romance, but first, the latest on the Delta variant's impact on the world.
I would say that it's not punishment, it's prevention. We still have 4 million people out of 10 million that haven't been vaccinated, and many of them are young people, and we're seeing that this transmission is so highly contagious that it will cost more in the long run if we have to see our hospitals being impacted, our ICU units, as well as our healthcare workers.
That was Hilda Solis, chair of the LA County Board of Supervisors on ABC's This Week. And she's talking about the county's recent decision to reimpose a mask mandate for everyone indoors in a public space. That's for the unvaccinated and the vaccinated. Local officials made the decision because of how cases and hospitalization rates are climbing as a result of the highly transmissible Delta variant. But this example from LA County is just one of the many that shows what the world is facing right now.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly right. In countries like Namibia and Tunisia, for example, recorded deaths have skyrocketed by something like 40% in the last week or so.
Wow.
And they are among many African countries who, by nature of capitalism largely, have ended up with vaccination coverage that is in the single-digit percentages while Delta is running rampant.
Mm-hmm.
And then over in Southeast Asia, the virus had been contained relatively well in the early going of the pandemic. And now, because vaccination rates have remained somewhat low, countries like Indonesia are now facing catastrophic health conditions as a result. We're going to link to a story on Indonesia itself as well in the show notes so you can learn more.
Yeah, it's a real shame. And meanwhile, in the UK, a country with high vaccination rates, today is being referred to as Freedom Day, where basically all restrictions are set to be lifted. So what's that situation like?
While there is not a big uptick in deaths there, there is a big uptick in cases driven by Delta. That's been the case for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually what led to them delaying this opening from its original June 21st date. Nearly 55,000 cases were reported on Saturday alone. That is part of the reason why this reopening has been viewed by some as controversial. At this current moment, nightclub owners seem to be thrilled about it. Some scientists do not. You can pick your poison as to who you want to listen to there. And to add to this mix as well, just this past weekend, Britain's new health secretary, who was fully vaccinated, said that he had tested positive for the virus and experienced what he described as, quote, very mild symptoms. And that was after having a face-to-face meeting with Prime Minister Boris Johnson and others. Johnson then had to go into this 10-day self-isolation after coming into contact with him.
Yeah, I would like for Boris Johnson to go into a longer isolation, but, you know, neither here nor there. But it definitely feels like we are seeing more high-profile people test positive as of late.
Mm-hmm.
Three Texas Democrats who went to D.C. announced over the weekend that they tested positive. And then, of course, there's the Olympics.
Yeah, there is the Olympics. So just in the past few days, Bradley Beal had to be replaced on the U.S. Olympic basketball team after reportedly testing positive. Coco Gauff, the American tennis player, announced on Sunday that she would also have to miss due to a positive test. Then three members of the South African soccer delegation, including two players, apparently tested positive inside the Olympic Village.
Jeez.
That, of course, is just ahead of the start of the games on Friday. And those are only some of the instances that have been identified so far. And the IOC has said that above 80% of athletes have been vaccinated. And so at this point, we don't really know if some of these might be breakthroughs or false positives or what the details are.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like in any case, they should probably just not have the Olympics at this point. But let's bring it back home now. So we know LA County is telling residents to stay masked when indoors in public. But what does the rest of the country look like?
It looks less good than it did a few weeks ago, for sure. So last Friday, the CDC said that the seven-day average of cases had gone up by almost 70% in a single week, hovering around 26,000 a day. And then if you look more recently, newer daily cases are even higher than that, and hospitalizations have also gone up too. And the biggest jumps that are being seen so far are concentrated in states like Arkansas, Florida, Missouri, and Louisiana, with comparatively lower vaccination rates than the rest of the country.
Mm-hmm.
But many places are seeing numbers go up compared to earlier lows this year overall. So that's still a really big concern, particularly for the significant portion of people who remain unvaccinated in the U.S. and who are very susceptible at this moment. Here's Dr. Scott Gottlieb, the former head of the FDA, yesterday on CBS.
So many people aren't susceptible to the virus, but if 25% of the population remains susceptible to the virus, in absolute terms, that's still a lot of people. And this virus is so contagious, this variant is so contagious, that it's going to infect the majority of them. Most people will either get vaccinated or have been previously infected, or they will get this Delta variant. And for most people who get this Delta variant, it's going to be the most serious virus that they get in their lifetime.
So that's the latest on where the COVID numbers stand around the world. But Akhila, turning now to the social media side of all of this, the Biden administration has recently started pointing fingers at Facebook for how the country's vaccination campaign in the U.S. has stalled out. So what is the word there?
Okay, so last week began the public war between the Biden administration and social media companies regarding their inaction on the spread of misinformation about COVID, vaccines, and pretty much everything. The Surgeon General, Vivek H. Murthy, issued a warning to them saying that they need to do more to stop the spread. Here he is last Thursday.
We expect more from our technology companies. We're asking them to operate with greater transparency and accountability. We're asking them to monitor misinformation more closely. We're asking them to consistently take action against misinformation super spreaders on their platforms.
Then, on Friday, President Biden also said this while about to board a plane.
They're killing people. The only pandemic we have is among the unvaccinated. And they're killing people.
So just to reiterate what you just heard, the president is saying social media companies are killing people.
Yeah, and so clearly, I mean, it sounds like this is not something the administration is going to be backing down from anytime soon.
No, it doesn't.
Has there actually been a response here?
Yeah, so Facebook released a blog post on Saturday saying that the Biden administration was participating in, quote, finger-pointing, and described the ways it's tried and, let's really face it, failed to clamp down on lies about vaccines by banning some 18 million sources of misinformation. But they didn't answer for the 12 bad actors that produce 65% of misinformation out there on social media regarding COVID. Yes, it's literally just a dozen people. And that's according to a report from the Center for Countering Digital Hate that White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki cited on Friday. We're going to link to that in our show notes.
Yeah, so who should users actually believe in all of this?
Okay, it's complicated. I mean, there's plenty of blame to share. Mm-hmm. As much as Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter are responsible for what happens on their private platforms and have consistently tried to pass the buck or hide behind free speech laws, it's not as if the U.S. government has done a great job of rolling out COVID guidance or vaccine information. And when you have a former president who says the virus is fine or that drinking bleach might kill it, it's hard to pin the blame squarely on the shoulders of social media companies. But it does seem to be a new era, with masking guidance ebbing and flowing as vaccine rates have stagnated. So again, the onus is on both parties to try to do right by the people on this planet and stamp out misinformation where they can. Facebook should care about losing millions of users who believe the misinformation, especially if, and I think this seems likely, their only concern is their bottom line. Mm-hmm. We'll keep following this misinformation blame game, but that's the latest for now. It's Monday Wad Squad, and for today's Temp Check, we're talking about the latest advances in prude furniture. So we mentioned COVID at the Olympics earlier, but we didn't talk about one interior design choice that could help limit its spread. Athletes in the Olympic Village will be sleeping on cardboard bed frames in what some believe is an attempt by Tokyo officials to discourage sex between competitors. The cardboard twin bed frames look cool and are 100% recyclable, but it seems unlikely they could support the weight of two normal people, let alone two members of the extremely muscled and powerful class of superhumans called Olympic athletes. The truth is, there's pretty good evidence that no sex beds debuting in a global pandemic is just a coincidence. Officials were touting the beds as an environmentally friendly option as early as January of last year. So Gideon, what's your take on these beds?
I mean, this is like the least bad thing that we've heard about the Olympics thus far, in my personal opinion. I would not opt to have these, but like, again, all of the other things that we've heard about how this particular Olympics is going to be different from the fact that there will not be medals that are put around people. They'll be apparently passed to them on some sort of plate, to all of the, you know, other challenges for both the city and the country as it relates to COVID. This is like the least of the concerns, seemingly. you know, but, you know, it does not seem comfortable. But same question for you.
Oh, man. I mean, I just feel like some of these youngsters, this is the first bed frame they've ever had. So good for them. But I really don't think that, I think that if you're going to disqualify Sha'Carri for weed, then, like, why are you also making it harder for athletes to compete because they're sleeping on literal pieces of cardboard? Like, do you just want this to be the worst Olympics? It feels like it was going to be anyway. Like, you didn't have to give them those beds on top of it. But you know what? Godspeed. I hope everyone is fine. I hope no more people get COVID there. I hope by some miracle those cardboard beds work out. I don't know. It's not appealing to me in the least.
No. Easier to assemble than IKEA, I suppose, is the one upside here, maybe.
That's right. Well, just like that, we've checked our temps. Stay safe, and we'll be back after some ads.
The country feels like it's falling apart right before our eyes, and the people inside it are being silenced.
So we're going to East 26th Street and Nicolet Avenue, which is where Alex Preti was executed by ICE and Border Patrol.
That is not a headline. That is a human life, and it is all happening right now.
Do you worry about your own safety being involved in all this?
Yes, but it doesn't really feel like there's another option, you know?
And of course they use a 5-year-old child as bait. And of course they're doing all these horrible, bad things because they don't know what they're doing. They've been told that they're going to get rid of the worst, then they have absolute immunity. And they've been told that nothing they do will they ever be held accountable for.
On my show, Runaway Country, we go where the headlines hit home, from communities under threat to the people fighting to be heard. New episodes of Runaway Country drop every Thursday. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or watch on YouTube.
Save big on home updates at Menards. Transform your floors and walls with stylish Mohawk porcelain tile. 12 by 24 inch urban forged tiles combine a bold modern look with the timeless beauty of natural stone for a stunning result. Plus, they feature StepSure, an advanced slip-resistant technology providing safety without compromising style. Save big money on Mohawk porcelain tile. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Let's wrap up with some headlines.
Headlines.
Extreme floods in Germany and other parts of Western Europe left at least 189 people dead and hundreds more still missing. Over the weekend, Western Germany and towns in Belgium and the Netherlands saw an unprecedented level of rainfall, which caused rivers to spike to levels that haven't been seen in centuries. I'm telling you, unfortunate record after record. Some places were hit with around a month's worth of rain in one day, and the extent of the damage could be seen yesterday once the water subsided, revealing houses, roads, and train lines that were drastically swept away. Tens of thousands of people were also forced to evacuate. Chancellor Angela Merkel visited flooded sites yesterday and promised to deliver swift financial aid and focus on policies to curb climate change.
A federal judge in Texas ruled against the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program, or DACA, on Friday. The Obama-era program was made to prevent young immigrants from deportation. Friday's ruling bars the government from approving any new applications for the program, but does not change the status of current DACA recipients. At the end of June, around 81,000 first-time DACA applications were pending, and now they're expected to stay in limbo following the decision. President Biden says the ruling was deeply disappointing and that the DOJ plans to appeal. DACA supporters continue to argue for congressional legislation to provide permanent relief for young immigrants.
Mm-hmm. Here's another reason to replace your phone with a horn on a tube that only lets you talk to other children at the playground. A new investigation has revealed that an Israeli spyware firm software was used to hack or attempt to hack into the phones of 37 government officials, journalists, business people, and human rights activists. The software is called Pegasus, and its stated use is to help governments track potential terrorists and criminals. But the new investigation revealed some more troubling applications, including runs on the phones of two women close to journalist Jamal Khashoggi, both before and after his murder, at the direction of Saudi Arabia's crown prince. Pegasus can access almost anything on an infected device and secretly make audio and video recordings. If you suspect you've been targeted, you can take action by having lots of conversations around your phone about how much you love the government.
Oh, man. I don't want to do that. All right. Nope. Well, Florida governor and close relative of the rubber punching bag shaped like a buff man's torso, Ron DeSantis, took an L over the weekend. His dream of a tropical cruise with all-inclusive coronavirus was shattered when a federal appeals court ruled that the CDC could enforce COVID restrictions on the cruise ship industry. Florida had been fighting in court to lift those restrictions, which include testing crew members, testing requirements for passengers, shorter trips, and more. On June 18th, a Trump-appointed judge ruled in favor of the state, saying that the CDC was overstepping its authority and the rules could only exist as, quote, recommendations. But this weekend's proceedings put a stay on that order. The matter isn't quite settled yet, and Florida could challenge the CDC yet again in its quest to make a five-day stomach flu the second worst sickness you can catch on a boat with a buffet.
Yeah, I mean, I was not inclined to go from Florida or any other state, and now I'm good. I'm really, truly good.
Yeah, cruises feel like a thing we can leave behind, but those are the headlines.
That is all for today. If you like the show, make sure you subscribe, leave a review, recycle a bed, and tell your friends to listen.
And if you're into reading and not just a family tree that includes Ron DeSantis and a buff rubber punching bag like me, What A Day is also a nightly newsletter. Check it out and subscribe at crooked.com/subscribe. I'm Akilah Hughes.
I'm Gideon Resnick.
And call us on our Playground 2 phone.
Don't have to dial a phone number. You're just there. You're just talking. Yeah. Easy.
Connection. We love.
We love it.
What A Day is a production of Crooked Media.
It's recorded and mixed by Charlotte Landis.
Sonia Tun and Jazzy Marine are our associate producers.
Our head writer is John Milstein, and our executive producers are Leo Duran, Akilah Hughes, and me.
Our theme music is by Colin Gilliard and Kashaka.
If you guys like Pod Save America, please consider subscribing to our Friends of the Pod program. So Friends of the Pod get lots of stuff. You get more Pod Save America. That includes our new show, which is called Pod Save America Only Friends.
It's where Dan gets naked.
Where Dan gets full frontal nudity, but mostly it's a bi-weekly subscription exclusive podcast that is basically Pod Save America, but behind a paywall. So it's a little bit looser and more fun. And it's Lovett and Favreau and me and Pfeiffer and then other Crooked hosts. We go deeper on the news and cover more stories. You also get Open Tabs, which is a weekly behind-the-scenes newsletter from the show. Plus, you get ad-free episodes of your favorite Crooked podcasts and all kinds of other stuff. Dan will come to your house and clean it once every quarter.
Yeah, clothed.
Dan is very busy, clothed only. But along with just getting great content, becoming a friend of the pod, joining our subscription community is the number one thing you can do to help us grow, to help independent progressive media. So if you've ever thought about doing it, if you ever wanted more Pod Save America, consider going to crooked.com/friends and becoming a friend of the pod.
Save big on home updates at Menards. Transform your floors and walls with stylish Mohawk porcelain tile. 12 by 24 inch urban forge tiles combine a bold modern look with the timeless beauty of natural stone for a stunning result. Plus, they feature StepSure, an advanced slip-resistant technology providing safety without compromising style. Save big money on Mohawk porcelain tile. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.